1,000 eighth graders in our district. We select 50, and they come to our school, and they take college classes simultaneously. The high school is on a college campus. Well, I work with the freshmen and what we call freshman seminar. And basically, I see my job as reinflating their emotional tires. And when I say that, what I mean is these kids come from middle schools where they were always the smartest kid. And now they're coming to a school where everyone was the smartest kid. So there's a whole dynamic that's very different. One of the books I wrote called The Gifted Teen Survival Guide is the book they use for their freshman seminar. And I want to talk about this one young man. I won't give his real name. I'll call him Jim, like me. Apparently he read this first chapter, which was about kids who are neurodiverse. And there was an essay written by someone who, at the time the book came out, they were still using the term Asperger's. So he read this, and he brought the book home to his mother, and he said, "This is me. I never knew that there were other kids like me." Well, I knew nothing about this since I was only there a couple of days a month. When I went in the next time, it was just like he needed to be with me and talking and asking questions. He knew he was different from other kids, but apparently, even as a ninth grader, he'd never really had that identified for him or explained to him. So now every time that I'm in, he and I get together for lunch and we just sit down and we chit-chat and we talk about all manners of things. He's a brilliant kid. His lowest grade is like a 96% in calculus or something like that. But he's also a kid who is incredibly, he's definitely on the autism spectrum. He knows it now, and he sees that as an okay thing. And it's just really talking with, and I'd say we have a number of our kids who are on the spectrum at the school, but this young man is probably the most socially aware of how he's different. And I think now doesn't see that as a bad thing. That's the great thing about it. He's just like, this is who I am. And luckily, his mom is fabulous with him. So it's working out. But again, I hate for a kid who has incredible gifts, but also some challenges, especially socially, to have gone through almost 9 grades without ever understanding who he was. So to me, the importance is explaining to the kids as early on, just talking to them, whether as a parent or as an educator, who they are, what they can do, maybe not as easily as other kids, and just kind of get their views on it. But to not talk about it until they're teenagers is a little late.
I know in my practice, I find quite often that kids have just been unidentified because they mask really well. People don't understand what different types of disabilities look like when they're coupled with other, you know, exceptionalities. So you have giftedness or you have, you know, dyslexia, all of these things. It gets very difficult. And if kids are doing okay in school, it just kind of gets overlooked. And I have found the kids who started to understand their neurodiversity at a younger age, whatever that was, and people were talking to them about it and just normalizing it for them, or they had opportunities to meet with other kids who had similar needs, they are able to, I think, take it in stride. Some of my older clients who were diagnosed later, maybe even in high school, or I have one young woman who is was not really diagnosed till after she really struggled in college, and they have a much harder time integrating that. And I think part